episode 651, It's Not What You're Doing.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Good day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? I hope you've had a beautiful, extraordinary week. It is already past mid-October of 2016. Can you believe it? Are you counting down Christmas? Do you already have the list going, oh my gosh, only so many shopping days left? Okay, I can't tell you because I don't do that. Nope. I just kind of go, when I find something that I want, something special for someone, I just make sure I have it. And yes, I do plan a little bit, but sometimes, well, you know, it's more fun to wait to the last minute, right? Well, pretty soon we're going to be feeling that hustle and bustle, but now we don't. We can enjoy the crisp fall, the leaves changing color. Maybe you're taking some time away from your, you know, the chaotic life, the busy life. Maybe you're looking at having your life being fulfilled today. Maybe the choices that you want are going to be specific and on point. Today we're chatting about it's not what you're doing, because it's not what you're doing. You could sit here and you could be going to the football game. You could be heading out to your championship soccer game, or you could be sitting at home watching the college football. But it's not what you're doing. Making an impact takes work. You know that. Life and having a life worth living, it all takes work. It just doesn't happen. We just can't click our fingers and go, come on, just appear. But it's not what you're doing. It's how you're doing it. My daughter sent me a text a while back, and she asked to speak with me. And I was like, okay. Anytime you get a child that sends you a text and they're asking for like to put you on their calendar, you know it's something serious. And I could tell by her text there was much worry and concern and fear. I mean, I could almost hear her speaking it to me. And so, of course, I wasn't going to tell her that, no, I wasn't going to talk to her. Of course, I'm going to make time for her. But she wouldn't tell me the subject. So, of course, what? I became concerned. I'm like, oh my gosh, worry central here. What could it be? All right, well, it could be anything. She's old enough. I mean, what could it be? My mind just going wild. Well, she planned for us to meet a few days later, so I put it on my calendar. And then later on that night, she gave me another text. And she said, well, my appointment canceled, Mom. Can I come over tonight? And I said, well, of course you can. I mean, of course was in my vocabulary at the time, I guess. So I'm like, of course, come over. Yes, yes, you don't even have to ask. But she knows sometimes we have schedules where we're out with the other children or we're doing something. Or sometimes I even have a schedule. I might be recording a podcast or having an interview or coaching. So she's very respectful of my time, and I appreciate that. But anytime my children need me, I want to be able to be there for them. So she came over late that night. So I asked her where she wanted, you know, to sit down and talk after I already had said, oh, you want something to eat? Anything I could do to ease the nerves, and probably more to ease my nerves than her nerves. Because, of course, she knew what she was going to talk about, but I had no idea. And it was less than 12 hours she'd asked to talk to me. And I'm like, it must be serious if she's coming over here late and she wants to talk to Mom. So her response to me of where she wanted to talk was somewhere private. Now my heart sunk to my tummy. And all of a sudden my heart was doing the aerobics without me sweating. Oh yeah, it was pounding. I thought it was going to jump out of my chest and out of my tummy. I quietly whispered in my head, love unconditionally. Love unconditionally. Anything she tells me, it's not life or death. It's going to be okay. So I prayed for God to hold me, to hold my tongue, and only to allow me to speak from love and peace and to give her respect. I wanted to hear her out because I had no idea what she was going to tell me. I had no idea. And it could have been anything. I'm talking about anything. I mean, because she's of that age. We could be something as tragic as I'm pregnant, or something as awesome as I'm engaged, and both would be something completely different. Or it could be I'm dropping out of school. It could be anything. And so I just sat there and I was quiet. We went into a quiet room, just the two of us. And well, she told me she didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, I can breathe, keep breathing in, out, real slow. She grabbed my attention when she told me, Mom, I feel like a failure and I don't want to stop going after my dream. I sat quietly. I was very, very still as she continued her story. And I was still waiting for the bomb to fall. But the bomb was already told. She was telling me she felt like a failure. She felt like she was a disappointment to her mom and her dad. But she didn't want to stop going after her dream, and she didn't know what to do. Her tears were just streaming down her face. Finally, when she was done getting it all off her chest, I took her in my arms, held her tight, and told her that her dream doesn't stop here. It's only beginning. Now, I could have chosen to attack her. I could have chosen to say, well, yeah, you are a failure because of this, 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 and this. You are disappointing me because you're better than this. I could have chosen that route and gone down that path. But that's not the mom I needed to be for her. It's not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. I was being a mom, but it was how I was being a mom at that time for her. What she needed from me. How are you loving your husband today? With an attitude of, I guess I have to do this? Or with a tone of unconditional love, I get to do this? How are you building your business? Are you building it out of frustration and despite what your friends and family are saying? Because they're just kind of, the chatter in the background is like, she'll never make it. Oh, let's just watch. It's just another dream of hers. It's going to fail. Or are you building your business with calm, confidence, and consistency? One step leading to your miles of greatness. How are you serving strangers? Are you serving strangers with a chip on your shoulder? Or with a smile to brighten their day? It's not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. We go through life, truly sometimes just going through life. And we don't put a lot of thought into it. We don't think about how we are reacting to things instead of responding to things. It's not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. How did this morning go off when you got up? When you sent your kids off to school, how did that work? When they came home and brought their midterms back to you, and the grade that you saw there wasn't what you had expected. How are you being a mom? It's not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. I raise this question because it's real easy for us to fall into that quick, slippery slope where all we are doing is reacting. And most of how we're reacting is negative. We're shooting from the hip, so to speak. We don't get great aim if we're shooting from the hip, do we? I can't say I've taken any gun courses recently, but that's not really where you should shoot from if you really want to aim high. If you want to get your target, if you want to get to where you're going because you don't like where you are right now, you got to aim high. It's not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. How are you living your life? What are you choosing to do differently today? That's my question for you. What are you choosing to do differently today? Because it's these tiny choices that you make that are going to impact the rest of your hours to come in your day. And then eventually your day becomes yesterday, and tomorrow is today. And you'll have other opportunities to make those tiny choices. It's not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. Think about that the next time you are asked a question from your husband and you're wanting to quickly snap at him. You know what I'm talking about. Or when your children come and say, "Mom, can I have a sleepover?" And you're like, "Really?" Think about your response. Or when your child calls from home and they're in need of something that really you don't feel like they should be asking. How are you being you? How are you doing life? How are you living it? Think about the how. It's bigger than the what. Maybe if we begin to kind of shift how we're thinking things through, our success in life, how we measure success for ourselves, because it's different for everybody. Maybe you'll see some different accomplishments, some different outcomes for you. I got to tell you, with my daughter, it ended wonderfully, and her dream is not stopping. She may be taking a little different path or a little different journey with a few detours, but her dream is not stopping. Your dream doesn't have to stop either. You can become the person that God has already designed within yourself, and you're still going through that self-realization. Think about the how part, not the what. How are you doing it? How are you making your decisions? How are you responding? How are you loving? How are you serving? Go out today and make it a different day. Make it an impactful day, a day where you take a time out and you say, "You know what? It is about the how. Because I was put on this earth, created to impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation." You have a new beginning, a new chance, a new opportunity. Are you ready for it? Go out and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.